Hey, thank you for coming. I'm Margaret Fisher on the corner here in Lexington. We have, of course, you know, we had two fatalities with the train accident this morning, and our condolences go out to all of the families, especially of the deceased, of course. I've spoken with both of the families, and as you can imagine, they are very, very distraught. Just in trying to, you know, work with them this morning. That's why I was not able to be at the press conference this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and release the names of those two deceased individuals. I can tell you I will release the names, ages, and their address. But that's about all the information that I'm going to release right now. The autopsies are underway. And as soon as they're completed, we'll do another news release that has the cause of death included. Okay. The first gentleman was the engineer of the Amtrak train, and his name is Michael Kempf, K-E-M-P-F. He is from Savannah, Georgia, 54-year-old. The second deceased individual was the conductor of the train. His name is Michael, also Michael Sella, it's C-E-L-L-A. He was a 36-year-old male, Orange Park, Florida. And those are the only two casuals that we had. We do have some that are in critical condition, but we're hoping to hear good news on those.
So of course, K-E-M-F, I'm sorry.
K-E-M-P-F.
K-E-M-P-F.
Mm-hmm. Where was he from?
He is from Savannah, Georgia.
He
was the engineer. Michael Kemp was the engineer of the train.
And Michael's A-E-L at the end?
Yes, ma'am.
Michael Sella, C-E-L-L-A.
Yes.
36 from Orange Park, Florida.
Correct.
Who was the conductor?
He was the conductor. We've been working closely with Amtrak, as well as the FRA and the NTSB and CSX. We're able to get these families notified as quickly as possible. And of course, you can imagine, you know, they're very distraught, but we're working together with them to get these families taken care of as well. Any questions?
Were you at the scene this morning?
Yes.
Can you describe the scene and the process there? I mean, doing your job, I'm not saying what you do, but describe this, what you saw and how difficult, or what kind of entanglements the victims were in, that kind of stuff.
Well, I can only just say that, you know, it was a tough scene, of course. Anytime there's a death on the scene, it's tough for all involved. That comes with all first responders, coroner's office, everybody involved. And it was a tough scene this morning. Of course, you can imagine there were a lot of people out and about, walking, you know, everybody's wondering, you know, what's going on. And so I want to say that Lexington County did an amazing job. We all worked together to get it, take the two deceased individuals, we got them taken care of very, very quickly and compassionately. And that's the important thing in this situation. But it was chaotic for a little while, but Lexington County did an amazing job considering the circumstances. We should have had a lot more casualties, but we did.
Were they both in the lead rail car?
They were in the first, I guess in an Amtrak train. I guess that would be considered an engine or they were in the first car of the train. Those were only casualties. Were they both in the first car of the train?
And that's where they were when you were on scene?
Yes.
Did anyone survive in that first car?
I don't know any other details besides of the two that individuals that I worked with. I don't have any of the statistics on how many were transported or any of that. I've been busy just taking care of them, taking care of their families.
You spoke personally to the families?
Yes, I did. I've spoken with both of them personally. Like I said, they're very distraught, very shocked, as anybody would be in this situation. So we are working with them to make sure they are taken care of. You know, being out of state and having a deceased loved one in another state is very difficult. So we're working with them to get everything taken care of for that.
Will they come here or will their loved one be transported?
That's up to the families. They'll have to decide on whether or not that happens.
You said you should have had more fatalities. What makes you say that?
Just, you know, when you consider a train that size, you know, and how many people were there, you know, you would expect more fatalities just because of their trains, you know. So anytime you have anything that happens like that, you would expect more fatalities. But God blessed us, and we only had the two. And not that they were in any way diminished, because, my goodness, they are very, very hard, very hard. We wish that we didn't have any fatalities.
Horner, can you characterize how many others are in critical condition?
I have no information on any of that.
Margaret, does this ever get easy?
No, it doesn't. Y'all know I'm usually emotional, and so it's very, very hard. You know, the families are, they're very upset. And so, any more questions?
How are you walking the families through this? You know, it's such a tough time. What are you doing to kind of just walk them through this?
We just, you know, there's every scene is different, every family is different. So whatever it takes to get them through this, that's what we do. You know, any way we can assist them, any way we can put resources in front of them to get them through, that's what we'll do. And I'm sorry, but I have to go back to work. And I appreciate y'all being here.